Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow combo.
Today I wrote a post on my Facebook page about how, you know, I remember a few years ago I was at a retreat that a friend of mine was hosting in Bali, Krista Jane. And it was called Boom Boom Pow, and it was pretty much about finding your purpose, you know. And one of the exercises that we did, and I distinctly remember, we were sitting in the little yoga hut. For some reason, the word that it is it just escapes me at this moment, but, you know, like a beautiful wooden yoga hut with our mats and being surrounded by rice paddies and the noises of Bali, which you really only know when you've spent time there. And I remember sitting there doing an exercise. I had a big sheet of butcher's paper in front of me, and I was asked to write down who my tribe were, who were the people I could turn to in really tough times that I felt really connected to, and, you know, and we had like a really great friendship. They were the people I belonged with. And I drew a blank. I really struggled to put any names down. And this isn't a reflection. If you're one of my friends from around this time, this isn't a reflection on you. And I'm going to dive deeper into this later on. But I just couldn't think of anyone who I felt really comfortable with, except for Miko. And who I felt truly, like I just didn't feel connection, and I didn't feel like I belonged. And after that, I came home, you know, because part of that was to write down all of our, you know, what was really important to us, and where we felt flow and all that kind of jazz. And the things that kept on coming up for me, or the main thing was connection. You know, I really wanted to feel connected to other people. So I came home and I had the idea of a co-working space. I didn't have that word attached to it at that point in time, but the idea was there, and I thought, oh, well, you know, it could be worth a crack. And so, you know, the rest is kind of history. I opened the space, and I opened the space because what I longed for was connection, and I wanted people, I wanted to belong, and I wanted people, you know, I wanted to have friendships with people. I wanted to have really deep friendships and feel accepted for all that I was, and, you know, have people around me. I just wanted like-minded people around me, really. And, you know, so I created this business to fulfill that part of me. And I mean, that was a huge mistake. And I've said this before in many of my free flow convos and in my blog posts: never start a business to fulfill a need within yourself emotionally that isn't being met. That shit needs to come from somewhere else. And so now that I'm saying this out loud, I can see that there's two ways that this particular free flow is going to go. But firstly, after writing that post on Facebook, which basically said, you know, that I remembered sitting there drawing a blank and not being able to write down really many, if any, names of my tribe. And I felt so lonely. I had 500 plus friends on Facebook, and really no deep connection to anyone besides my husband. And even then, you know, I don't know that I was very deeply connected. I was connected to him because we were married, but emotionally, I'm not too sure now that I look back. And so, yeah, I felt super lonely, and it just, you know, I'd written this post about it on Facebook and how, you know, now I'm so grateful because now I have this tribe of women who I can call on when I'm feeling really shit. And they're my girls, you know, they're my go-to girls. I've never really had that before. You know, I had lots of friends and lots of good friends, but never really the deep connections that I have today. And so, you know, I've got a handful of them. They're all entrepreneurs like myself. They're all incredibly intelligent, funny, witty, you know, women who have great senses of humor, and I love being around them. And they're there for me, and they understand me, and I can be 100% myself. And I wrote in this post how grateful I was for that. And I got a few comments from people who said that they'd felt exactly the same, or they were feeling exactly the same as I was on that day. Sitting in the yoga hut, which I still can't think of the name, drawing a blank, staring at this piece of butcher's paper, sitting on a yoga mat, trying to figure out who my tribe was. And feeling very lonely, surrounded by people and very lonely. And a lot of people had commented that, you know, that really resonated with them, and they thought it was just them. It was just them who felt lonely in a crowd. It was just them that didn't feel like they belonged. And they thanked me for, you know, being open, being vulnerable, being real. And it got me to thinking, well, actually, a friend of mine messaged me, and, you know, she was an old blogger. We've actually never met in person. She's an old blogging friend of mine when I was, you know, on the blog scene back in 2009. And, you know, we've stayed in touch via Facebook ever since. And we've been there, you know, at certain points in our life for each other. And she messaged me and she said, I want to know how you did that. Tell me where I can start, because I'm feeling really lonely, really disconnected from the people around me, and I want a tribe. I desperately want a tribe. Can you tell me where I can start? So I thought, I'll record a podcast on it. I'll see if I can, I didn't know what was going to happen when I pressed record, as I never do, but I'll see if I can find, you know, some of the things that I did in my own journey to finally find my tribe and feel some sense of belonging. And this is twofold, really, because the major thing is that it has nothing to do with the people around you. This is the major thing. It has nothing to do with the people around you. It has everything to do with you and how you feel about yourself. Are you feeling deeply connected to yourself? Are you feeling like, you know, are you feeling comfortable in your own skin? Do you feel authentic? Do you feel like you're bringing your best self to the world each day? Do you even like you? This is where it begins and ends, really. I mean, I can talk about all the things that I did, but the biggest thing I did was start to learn, and anything can be learned, to like myself, to like myself more, to be more connected to who I am, and to be okay with putting myself out into the world exactly as I am, without holding back. And I'm no guru. This is a learning process. For me, you know, this whole podcast has been an exercise in that. And in some way, I've been doing this all of my life. I've always been the too much information person. So I've always, in some way, been able to show up as me. And I'm not sure at this stage I can teach you how to do that, except to say, get to know yourself better. Get to know yourself better, get to like yourself better, and when you like yourself better, it doesn't really matter what other people think about you. So you can be more of yourself And even if people do kind of not really dig what you're saying, or they have something not so nice to say about you, it's not going to really stick because you're feeling secure in yourself. Mud only sticks when it has something to stick to, you know? It doesn't stick to air because there's nothing to stick to, you know? It's like it only hits a nerve if there's a nerve there to begin with. So, yeah, get to know yourself better, get to like yourself better. And that's really it. But there are some other things that you can do. And you're probably not going to like them. Number one is to really step up, okay? And what I mean by this is, like, so for me, in that post I wrote about how, you know, things really changed for me when I joined Marie Forleo's B School. You know, I was in a very, very, very dark place. I was very much on the brink of losing it all. And really, I had nothing left to lose. I joined B School in the hope that, you know, there'd be something in there that would save me. And that's dangerous, because there is no one else who can save you but yourself. And to put all that pressure on somebody else isn't very fair. But anyway, I joined B School and I thought to myself, oh, it would be really cool if I could connect with some like-minded people in the local area. So I just took a chance. I created a local Facebook group for local B Schoolers and just thought I'd see if anyone in the B School group was interested in joining. And as it turned out, there were plenty, which really surprised me. And so I decided, you know, I had this incredible space at the Office Collective and I had this beautiful boardroom and it wasn't getting used because there was nobody to use it. So I decided, why don't I just host a meetup? I love being a hostess. So I put it out there, said Wednesday nights at, you know, 6 o'clock, we can meet at my co-working space and do some masterminding, you know, and just get to know each other a little bit better. And every week in, week out, I'd have at least 8 girls show up. And it was fantastic. Mind you, at this point in time, it was the most painful period of my life. And so they would show up and we would be sitting around this table. And not only that, like, not only was it a painful period in my time, but I was also, you know, I suffer from anxiety, and sometimes it's more debilitating than others, and it's definitely starting to calm down these days. The more connected I get to myself and the more present I can be in my life, it definitely has calmed that down a little. But, you know, social anxiety can be debilitating, and it was hard because you really are thinking everyone thinks you're a fuckwit. You really do. You think everyone in the world thinks you're a dickhead and everything that you say is pointless, or, you know, people are going to judge that. And, you know, I mean, man, that says a lot about, you know, me at that time. I couldn't listen to my actual, you know, encouraging, loving self because I was listening to my inner critic way too much. You know, shut up, don't say that, don't talk, don't... Anyway, but here's the thing. I was at breaking point, absolute breaking point, and I needed an outlet. And these women became my outlet. So week after week after week, they would show up for me, but also showing up for themselves. And I would cry. And I, you know, I'm not a very emotional person. You know, prior to having depression, I was certainly not emotional at all, because I wasn't connected to my feelings in any way, shape, or form. But at this point in time, I just, you know, I'd cried every day for 6 months. And they would show up and I would cry. And they would just hold space for me. And then they started to thank me. They started to thank me for showing up as a total fucking train wreck. You know, they started to thank me because it allowed them to open up. It allowed them to be honest about the shit that was going on in their life and what was what wasn't working. And so it created a bond and rapport and trust, because they knew that if I was showing them this, there was nothing that they weren't really seeing about me, you know? And it wasn't me showing up whinging and moaning and complaining. Part of it was, but part of it was me just being real. My life sucked at that time, and I was just being real about that. And yeah, people started thanking me for it. So how do you build really deep connections with people? Through openness, honesty, and vulnerability. So really, I guess if you want to build, if you want your tribe, you want to build really solid, strong, deep connections with people, with like-minded people, it starts with you and it ends with you. It's about getting to know who you are. It's about getting to know what's important to you, figuring out what your values are, figuring out what your beliefs are, and then putting yourself out there. You can't expect people to do it. You can't put it on other people to expect them to invite you to things. You know, you can't wait for friendship. You have to take steps towards that. And however you can do that is fantastic. For me, it involved a few things, you know, like that wasn't the first thing I did. Back in 2009, when I was diagnosed with depression and anxiety, one of the things my therapist had me do was to stretch myself in a social sense. So I joined a wildlife rescue group, and that wasn't the right place for me. But when I kind of figured it out, it took me a long time, and it actually took me a long time to quit because I felt this deep sense of obligation. What were they going to do without me? But when I did, I joined a business women's network, and that really changed things for me, because I then was around like-minded people, and I guess that's where the connection really started. And I just kept on doing that. You know, I would join when I moved. I joined another business network. I joined the Chamber of Commerce. I joined organizations. I went to meetups. I put myself out there again and again and again. And friendship can be a numbers game. You know, you just keep showing up. You keep getting to know people. You keep putting yourself out there. And when you feel comfortable enough, or when you're pushed to the brink like I was, and you can be really open, honest, and vulnerable, that's where you're going to make the true deep connections. But nothing happens if you're sitting on your ass waiting for it to happen. So go and get to know yourself a little better. Do the things that you've got to do to like yourself more. And then start putting yourself out there in every sense of the word. You know, put yourself out there, go out there, meet people. Be real with them when you meet them. And, you know, invite them around. Like if you think there's some kind of connection with someone, don't be afraid to ask to be their friend. You know, you miss out on so much stuff when you don't put yourself out there. So they're my tips for finding your tribe. I would love to know how you go. So please head on over to the website and interact. Let me know how you went with this. I think it'll be episode 34. So if you go to carlynimmo.com/ep34, you will find this particular podcast blog post and start interacting. Well, jump on my Facebook page and we can have a conversation over there. You know, I know how lonely it can be when it's just you. And really, it's just you and your mind. And all you've got to do is make a few small tweaks, and things will start to shift. Until next time. Oh, and I just want to say, like, if you're listening to this, you're my tribe. You're my tribe. So get in touch. Send me a Facebook message. You know, let's talk. Let's have a conversation. because you are my tribe. Extend yourself, trust yourself, and know that you have incredible value to give to this world and the people within it. I believe in you. Don't hold back. Until next time, peace out.
Thanks for tuning in to this Carlosophies Free Flow Combo with me, Carly Nimmo. Let's continue the conversation at carlynimmo.com. If you were a big fan of this podcast, I'd be stoked if you left a review. And if you want to hear more radness like this, be sure to subscribe and spread the word. In the meantime, be real, be rad. Peace out.